Hey folks, it's JJ here with K-Fitz. We're about to talk some Dallas Stars hockey. Stars aren't doing so hot. Are they dying supernova? Or will they blow back up again? Sit back, relax, enjoy our thoughts.
Welcome to the lack of hockey. I mean, Dallas Stars hockey.
Ladies and gentlemen, K-Fitz enters the show.
been a rough couple weeks, as you know. Illness and then family issues. Well, not really family issues. I don't want to throw my mom under the bus, but she was having some computer issues that I had to take care of last week.
We won't get into that.
No. At least her issues were nowhere near as bad as what I think the Stars' issues are at this moment.
Uh-oh. Egon went there. Okay, go ahead. Speak it.
Well, you know, their inconsistency, for one. Well, actually, no. Here lately, they've been consistently bad. You know, they edged a win out the other night in a shootout. And other than that, what really have they done lately?
I hope you're not expecting me to answer that, because I got
nothing. Yeah, well, there's not much of an answer to it. I mean, yeah, it's great that we're able to catch up with some of these games, although we didn't catch up at all against the Golden Knights. We just let them trounce us, which I'm not even getting into that one right now. We'll get into that here in a little bit later in the show. But, you know, I honestly, truly, I have no answers for what's going on with this team. Ottinger's playing trash. I'm just going to call it like it is. Ottinger's playing trash. Wedgwood's actually, in my opinion, a better netminder goaltender right now than Ottinger.
Pretty wild, huh?
Really is. And I don't know if, you know, last season just burned him out or what, but man, he is just, you know, and I don't want to put all the premise on Ottinger. It's not all on him, but some of it rests on his shoulders. You know, we're also not helping him by keeping it out of our offensive zone. And it just seems like whenever we are in the offensive zone, of the opposing team, we're just not taking quality shots. I mean, it's like the shots that we're taking are, you know, they're lackluster. It's almost like, okay, I'm taking this shot just to take this shot. Robo did one the other night against the Golden Knights, and I almost turned it off at that point. I mean, it was not even a skilled shot. It was just a shot to throw a shot at the net. And I'm like, why waste the opportunity? Why not take the time and set up a shot? You're down. I think at that point they were down 4-1. And it's like, okay, I understand you're trying to make something happen, but doing it that way is not gonna get it done.
That's kind of like talking in a circle in a way, you know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you and I are like, well, would you just shoot?
Yes, you want to shoot, but you want quality shots, not just fling the puck at the net. You know, you understand what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah,
there's a difference totally, between just flinging the puck at the net and actually taking a shot. It didn't even look like he was attempting an actual scoring shot. It just looked like he was flinging the puck at the net to fling the puck at the net.
Ah, biscuit flicker.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's so fun messing with you.
Yeah.
Biscuit flicker. I'm just having fun trying to lighten the mood a little bit, guys.
Oh, it's great. And, you know, we've got Detroit tonight at home. So we'll see how that's going to work out.
I'm borderline of the mindset, who cares?
I'm of the mindset where, watch, tonight we'll come out and throw six goals in the net, and it'll be a 6-0 or 6-1 game. And it's like, okay, where was this the past few nights? That's where I'm at right now. I'm not going to get excited about that. If they do something like that tonight, I'm not going to be all on Facebook, woo woo, look what we did, yay yay. Because you know what? The next game, what's it going to be? 1-6 against us. You know, there's no consistency to get as a fan to get me excited, because it's like, okay, great, you did that. Now, where was this the other night?
Yeah, I get you. It's like I said to you, was it you? I think it was you. You said something, and I was like, yeah, said every other Dallas fan ever, or some crap like that.
Yeah, I had commented on your Facebook post about, oh boy, here comes another butt whooping or something. I don't remember what I said, blowout. And you're like, oh boy. And I was like, yeah, just don't know which team is going to get the blow out. Is it going to be us blowing them out or them blowing us out?
Mm-hmm. I get it. Like, we're there. Like, it's not just the Stars, to be fair. It's almost every Dallas team. You don't know which one you're going to get. I mean, heck, look at the Rangers, for crying out loud. You know, you think they suck, and then they turn out to be the best team in Dallas. Wrap your head around that one.
Yeah. In fact, here's a little joke that I know he doesn't listen to this, so I don't have to worry about him. He's not into hockey. But as a joke, I got my grandson, because my son is a big Dallas Cowboys fan. Like, he's a huge Dallas Cowboys fan. So as a joke, I bought a Texas Rangers championship poster for my grandson so that he can stick it up in his room. That way he knows what a championship team is.
Oh. Ow. Bro. That's cold hearted. Like, I'm a Cowboys fan too. Come on now.
You want me to send you one? Okay.
I'm not gonna say, because I know you will. How
about them? I mean, you know, at least I'm a fan of the Astros, and we've won championships within the last decade, so I can at least hold on to that. Can't say too much more for any of the other Houston teams that I'm a fan of, but still.
I mean, it could be worse. You could be a fan of the Browns. Like, you know, the original iteration of them went to Baltimore, get good, win a championship. Somebody else comes in, assumes their identity, and they still suck.
Yeah, maybe it's the name.
Hey, man, Dallas will get a championship eventually. Maybe it's... Pressure turns coal into diamonds. Remember that. So,
yeah. Huh? We better get some diamonds on the ice, because they're dang sure under some pressure. And I'll be honest with you, at the beginning of the season, I was like, I don't want to trade anybody. I want to keep us how we are and see what we get. At this point, there's some names out there that I wouldn't mind trading.
Really?
I mean, honestly and truly, I'm at that point right now. And yes, I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there. It may not be a popular opinion. If we can get a better goalie, wouldn't mind getting rid of Ottinger at this point. I'm not going to lie. He is really not – he's disappointed me this season. Not gonna lie. I can't. I mean, I can't call. I can't sit there and give. You know, yeah. It's all well and good to sit there, but you know, he had a night's rest, and Wedgwood went out there and did what he needed to do. And in fact, in the shootout, Wedgwood. I'll be honest with you. When we went to the shootout, I was like, "Well, Wedgwood's in net. We're losing this one." And Wedgwood stoned him. Stone cold stoned him.
Hey.
And we wound up beating them, and we wound up beating them by Robo's one goal in the shootout, and he you know did really well in getting us that win against Washington. And then Ottinger comes in goal against the Golden Knights and lets them get six goals on his end. You know, I mean, come on now. I caught myself there. I almost said a bad word. I want to keep it kiddie friendly, but you know.
Oh man, I don't even have to say anything on this show. I freaking love it.
Oh no, you know me. I'm gonna call it like I see it.
This man. Oh, who needs a tangent when? Oh, you made my day, sir. Thank you.
You know, it's a shame when your top people are right now, you know, Mason Marchment, Yanni Hockenpah, you know, I mean, come on now. When those are the names that are in your top, and nothing against them. I love Mason Marchment. I love, you know, Hockenpah. But come on now. Really?
I mean, you know, look, Mason Marchment and Hockenpah are two people that I see continuously buried across all forms of social media. And yeah, I just used a wrestling term, but it's accurate. Like, if the Stars aren't scoring 8-plus goals, it's on Mason Marchment. Because we didn't get the Florida Mason Marchment that we so hoped for. Like, he doesn't have to be an 8-goal scorer in one game.
No.
This team is loaded with talent. And Hockenpah, he's the only guy that sometimes is willing to hit. So, I mean,
when you've got a defenseman who has more assists and more goals than some of your main players, that's where you got an issue.
But is it, though? Because if you look at the rest of the team, man, you know, three of your four lines are actually very dangerous.
Yes, this is like, true. But, I mean, what in the world is going on with Dellandrea this year?
Well, I mean, in and out, because yeah. Of Smith and that other dude's name, Steele.
Ooh. Right, but when Smith and Steele are in there, they're at least doing something. Dellandrea doesn't even seem like he wants to be out there, doesn't even seem like he wants to be on this team. So, you know what? Come trade time, I wouldn't. Hey, bye.
Oh, calm down.
No.
Calm down. No. Hang on. Whoa. Okay, so Dellandrea was a drafted kid. He has spent every minute of his career labeled with a Dallas Star. Okay, he's not brought in, he's not traded for, he's not, no, he's Dallas property and he has been through and through. Okay, Sam Steele and Craig Smith were the guys that they gambled on.
Okay.
And those two have brought it because they were given a chance. Now, Dellandrea might be itching to play, sure, I could see that. And maybe he's frustrated with his ice time, but he's not going to mail it in. That is where I draw the line right there. And
I knew that'd get under your skin.
It does. Like, you know, I'm a fan. I've always told you I'm a fan of the no-name guys more so than the big-name guys. Because you know what you're going to get from the big-name guys.
On a serious note, though, no, I don't really want to get rid of Dellandrea. I'm just throwing him under the bus a little bit.
No, you throw the whole team under the bus.
What Do I need to go through the last four? Listen, you want to know why?
Go for it. What
you want to know why? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Give me a second here. So let's go over. All right. All right. Let's just do December here. We lost to Florida 5-4. We beat Washington 5-4 because we got into a shootout. Honestly and truly, Washington should have won that game. They really outplayed us in that game. If you watch that game, we were lucky to be there in the end. Vegas comes in and totally destroys us 6-1. Again, they just have our number, I guess. You know, and now we're going against, we've got Detroit tonight, and then we've got Ottawa coming up on the 15th.
I am...
You know, at one point, we were top of, you know, we were number one in our, in the, we were number one in our division. Now we're number three in our conference. We were number one in the Central. Now we're down to number three behind, and nothing against them, but the Winnipeg Jets and the Avs.
Well, we knew the Avs were going to give us trouble. You said that.
The Avs are going to. I understand that. But the Jets? My goodness, where'd they come from?
The Jets have been consistently on our heels, if not.
They have. They've been consistently improving. They did pretty well, you know, last season. But.
And with Bones there, Rick Bonus, that's a good mix. Like, he's going to shape up that team the way he wants it to be. And, you know, it's about the coaching and the system and the players that are willing to buy into it, really.
Like, it just seems like at one point we were at 30 points and the other teams were still in the 20s, you know, 26, 27. Now, Winnipeg's at 34 points, Colorado's at 34 points, and we're at 33 points. So, again, just like last season, we're not taking advantage of the games that we need to take advantage of and putting some distance between these teams.
Wholeheartedly agree.
And when it comes playoff time, you know, at this point, we may be lucky if we even make it.
No, too early for that nonsense.
I said we may. Come playoff time, if we keep playing the way we're playing right now. So you're telling me if we keep playing the way we're playing right now, inconsistent, win one game, lose two or three, we're going to make the playoffs?
Well, yeah, actually. Because they don't have 10 overtime losses right now.
Well, there is that. But those, hey, don't jinx it. Those could be coming. We went to overtime the other night. Went to a shootout the other night.
Yeah, they very well could. Like, are we at three?
If you recall last season, we were doing pretty good, too. We weren't going into a lot of overtime. Then all of a sudden, they hit a streak of like five or six almost in a row of overtime games. And I think we were half and half on those.
Yeah, you're right. And then it ended up being, what, 14 overtime losses or some mess like that? Some ridiculously high number.
Yeah, we wound up losing our number one seeding, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. But hear me out. Like, it's just one or two points here and there between us and top-ish middle of the pack.
Right.
Right? So they're not doing too bad, but... You know, a team like Detroit, who is 2-2 in their last four, just to throw that out there, you know, and they have what many people to believe is a washed up guy in, what's his name again? Kane?
Yeah, I believe so.
Patrick Kane? Yeah, that Patrick Kane, Chicago Blackhawks? Yeah, him. New York Rangers? Yeah, him. He's back. He's playing in Detroit. The Stars are going to have every possible line of defense on that, yes, because Detroit is dangerous as well. With him on the line, And with him coming back with something to prove, I feel like this is going to be another game where they will be on edge. However, it's very much winnable. It really is.
Every game is winnable. It just depends on which Stars team we've got.
Yeah, that's the problem with Dallas.
Let's just go over the last 10 game, numbers right here. Dallas was 4-4-2 in the last 10 games, where Detroit 6-3-1.
Nice. Wow. Nice for Detroit, not us.
Yeah. Yeah, 4-4-2 is not great.
No, not by a long shot.
And at this point last season, we were in first place, and we were in first place pretty solidly. Because if you recall, we were in first place, in our division for almost the entire season until there towards the end, and then it started getting kind of sketchy.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember us being in third last season. I think maybe towards the end we're there, we might have screeched down in third, but we wound up picking that back up and finished second.
Yeah. It was a little bumpy here and there. What is this, the 3-game losing streak that we're on now?
And let's not even talk about it. I mean, let's just say we do make the playoffs. I mean, you got teams out there like, the Golden Knights are sitting at 43 points. I mean, their record right now is 19-5-5.
43 points already.
Already. And that's definitely going to be someone we're going to have to deal with again like we did last season. And showing how the way they played against us the other night, they're going to stop us.
Yeah, and I can see why you would look at Detroit and go, oh boy, here we go. Because, like you said, you don't know what team you're going to get from the Victory Green, which there is no victory in Victory Green right now. But I firmly believe that if you're going to pull it out, it's going to be against Detroit. You really are, because here's your storyline here as well. Who is the Red Wings' old GM? Do you know?
Not off the top of my head, man.
Jim Neal. Jim Neal is a former Red Wing GM. He's been there. He knows that system. He probably knows how to stop that system. Obviously, DeBoer does, because he's played against him as a coach as well. You had the knowledge that he has against that team. Yeah, DeBoer's knowledge. If they can bring the Dallas Stars that, dare I say, started this season to the ice, I think they'll be fine. But the uncertainty, I think is the right word, uncertainty? Yeah. I think it's there. And we have every right to be concerned and frustrated. But it's a 2-3 game losing streak right now.
We're on a 1-game losing streak right now. Well, if you count the Washington game as a win, I mean, it's a win on paper, but really, I don't know. I don't know how you count that as a win. I really don't.
I mean, Alex Ovechkin. That's how. You outscored Alex Ovechkin. That's enough. Right. He's my age, and he's a guy that everybody says might be getting old, yada yada, whatever. He's still shooting for a points record. I don't need to tell it to you. Go look it up. You'll get it. to the hockey fans out here listening, he's still chasing that record, and he might just get it. We never know. But Alex Ovechkin was the guy that was highlighted the most in that game. Can they beat Alex Ovechkin in the and the Capitals? Yeah, they did. And yeah, it's still like I've stumbled 3 times now. It feels like a 2-game losing streak because, Vegas came in, mopped the floor with them. And that's the thing, though. The team that I know, if they get the floor mopped with them, they're gonna get their knuckles dirty. They're gonna go elbow deep in the grease, you know, and they're gonna fight back. But the question is, the way they're going, which is up, down, up, down, up, down, sort of in a lull, peak, valley, valley, peak. What are we going to get against Detroit? I don't know.
You know, you mentioned that DeBoer's got, you know, he can plan this out and figure out ways to beat a team like Detroit and beat their system. That's great if you can figure that out, but do you have the players to implement that game plan?
You do.
You do have the players, but are they going to play that?
Well, that's the problem, because, like, when the Stars, we all know when the Stars get a lead, what do? They go into dump and chase. Yeah, hey, I'm going to fling it all the way down, and you're going to go get it, and we're going to go make sure we're in position so you can't go get it, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't work.
Oh, they still do that.
They do. They have no killer instinct. And, you know, I hate to say it, but Vegas did. Vegas does. And
Vegas has blood in their eyes when they're playing against us.
Which is weird because, you know, 4-2 series win last season. Yeah, it should be the other way around. Weird. But what really irritates me is that the Stars decided to play like everybody's little lap dog. I'm not going to say the real word because, you know. But, like, I've said this for year after year after year since 1999. When is this team going to figure out who they really are? It's, okay, they've gotten the first round of the playoffs, cool. They lost 4-3, whatever. Okay, the second round of the playoffs, they lose 4-2. Okay, cool. Conference finals. Stanley Cup Finals with Tampa Bay. Yeah, yeah, okay, cool. They still got their butts handed to them. Each and every playoff round, they fizzled out and died. They can't finish at all. At all. And I firmly believe with Neil and DeBoer, they're working on it. Is this team anywhere near as good as 1999 Stanley Cup team?
Nah.
Do they have the talent to outwork somebody to be that good? Sure. Do they have a desire? The desire is what I'm questioning at this point. Like you said, the coach DeBoer and Neil, you know, that everybody's buying into that, it seems. Because when they buy into it, man, they give you an 8-1 win over Tampa Bay. Huh? Only to turn around and get their butts handed to them for nothing.
By Tampa Bay.
Yeah, by Tampa Bay. Okay. That, you kind of knew that was going to happen because a whooping for a whooping. You know, it happens in hockey. It really does. But, you know, it's not on the coaching to decide to go out and play. Like, your job depends on it. It's on the team leadership. I'm not going to call out Jamie Benn. I'm not going to call out anybody with an A. It's on all of them. Like, as far as I'm concerned, if you're taking the ice, you can be a team leader, and you don't have to have that shiny little letter on your chest. Go out there and take command. Like, who's going to go out there and take command? Ottinger ain't. You don't know what Ottinger's going to give you when he takes the ice. And furthermore, the defense playing in front of him is paper thin. Why is it paper thin? At best. Why is it that way? I can go to sleep and sleep well tonight telling you that I don't think it's the coaching. And this is a guy that hasn't seen him practice once in person at all. It's on the players because you've seen them. When they really want to win, they'll give you a 10-4 win. When they really want to win, they'll give you an 8-1 win. And you can say, oh, Tampa Bay is injured. Oh, Tampa Bay is on a losing streak. Oh, this, oh, that. Oh, this, oh, that doesn't matter when you go out there and realize what you're working for. When you decide you want to put your foot down and remember who you are, there ain't nothing stopping you. Nothing.
We need our leaders to step up on this team. And I'm not talking
Desperate.
about, and like I said, I'm not even talking about Ben. And you know what? I'll even throw it out there. I think old young Mr. Wyatt Johnson needs to throw his weight around a little bit more.
God, I would love it. I would absolutely lose my poo-poo over that because there's so much hype around that kid. Come on, man, bring it.
I mean,
this.
You've already proven what you can do when you want to do it. Get out there and start taking charge of this team. Make this your team.
I mean, now's a better chance than any this season so far. Because you look at, oof, we're on a win one, lose one streak, give or take.
Yeah, pretty much. That's where we're at right now.
Beat Tampa, lost Tampa, lost to Florida, beat Washington. Huh? Lose to
Vegas. I think we actually hit a three-game losing streak earlier a couple weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken.
If you're going to slump, I'm not saying there's a perfect time to do it, but it's better to dig yourself out of it now than it is later in the season, because there's more of a chance to catch up. Just because we're cooled off and Vegas is heating up, or whatever the case.
Oh, Vegas has been on fire the whole season, to be honest with you. They haven't taken their foot off the throttle. They've had a couple of hiccups. But that's gonna happen in hockey, but no, they haven't their foot's been on the throttle the whole time. But that's what Dallas needs to do. Dallas
yeah.
needs to play consistently with their foot on the throttle.
You know, minus like 3 to 4 people, this is basically the same team that went to the Stanley Cup Finals.
You know, and they need to start being a little tougher on the boards, too.
Oh, my God. I'm going to let you take that discussion, because if I do, I'm going to go off on a college essay.
Well, you know, it just seems like, you know, we get pushed around by these teams. And it doesn't seem like we have that enforcer or anybody who wants to step up into that role of, I'm gonna take charge of this. I'm gonna dominate the boards, and you're not gonna get it past me. You're not gonna get it, you're not gonna get it away from me, and I'm gonna get it out and get it to where it needs to be. I mean, it just seems like we have no aggression when it comes to that.
Okay.
It's like we do the bare minimum of what we need to do. Am I asking for people to go throwing themselves around out there and start hurting people and getting penalties? No, but good Lord, let them know you're there.
Yeah. That's kind of my thought on them too. Like, I feel like I said a few minutes ago, I feel like they're everybody's lapdog at this point.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want a lap dog. I mean, I do, you know, but that's the four-legged furry variety. You know, I don't want a lap dog for a hockey team. I want vicious. I want Dallas Stars hockey, which is attack the puck, attack the zone, and don't let up. And
stop doing this dump-in thing. Stop dumping the puck into the dang zone. Go into the zone with some force. Go into the zone, set up a play. Don't dump it in and hope you can, win it back. I mean, my goodness, I don't know how many times, I can't tell you how many times the other night against the Golden Knights, we would dump it in, we would lose the puck, and then somehow we'd wind up on a 3-on-2 or 3-on-1 situation, and they would score a goal on it.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
It is. And Vegas is a faster team than us. They're also more physical, which is ironic, but because I don't think they hit very much, if I'm not mistaken.
No, in fact, when we looked up the hit ratio, remember they were actually down in the lower tier of it.
Yeah,
the last season.
And the dump and chase thing might be because they think of speed on its own. You know, maybe they don't think of the physical aspect of it. Maybe it's just, okay, if we dump it down there, we can get back in position and we'll get it from you. But see, I don't want to say the talent has a lot to do with that because this team is overly talented in some ways. But maybe that's just it. Maybe they're overly talented and there's not enough working, well, not enough workers.
Right.
I
Look.
will tell you this, I will take a guy that will push somebody around over a guy that can shoot and score from center ice every day of the week.
Oh, definitely.
'Cause if
100%.
it eventually that shot's gonna run out, then what?
You know,
It's like,
and don't get me wrong. Yes, I understand. There are some circumstances where you definitely need to do a dump, and especially if you're in the middle of doing a line change. I get that. However, when you're on like a break, that's what I don't understand is sometimes you they'll be out on a break, and instead of them just taking it into the zone, they do this dump in. I mean,
that's
you.
pro
You just ha What are you doing? Why?
that's probably a case of, oh, I think I'm faster than you, honestly.
Huh. That's usually that, and that's a case of don't do that.
There's a
You
lot of
know,
stuff I hope they clean up. I'm with you.
and like
Detroit
I said,
is.
I know there's people out there that are like, whoa, you know, I mean, I read some of the comments about, well, sometimes you gotta do the dump and change because, you know, you gotta dump it in so you change your lineup. You can't leave the same players out there, they get tired. Yeah, I get that. Okay. Granted, I understand that aspect. The aspect I don't understand is when you have, you know, a breakaway and a chance to, you know, maybe get, you know, 2-3 on 1 or something in that situation, and they dump it in.
Yeah. You know, you could have a guy out there just kind of lingering around like a bad fart and ready to, I make myself laugh, ready to accept a long pass, you know, like a Sagan would be perfect. He's done that before.
Well,
Your guy hits.
one thing I've noticed they try to do is sometimes when they'll have 2 or 3 on 1, they'll dump it in to try to round it around the boards to an opposite player on the opposite side. Okay, well that's great, but then whatever the ice doesn't hit it right or it doesn't fade around and it putters out behind the net. Now you're fighting with it behind the net.
Yeah.
What good did you do? Nothing.
Sometimes it's better to shoot it in on that and then get positioned. You know,
Yeah,
you can count
you might
on
get a rebound, you know.
or at the very least, send the goalie scrambling.
Yeah.
Like, if you catch the goalie off guard, that's really what matters.
The one that I was talking about earlier with Robertson, it didn't even, you know, the goalie didn't even move. It hit him in the chest pad, and he didn't even move. He just, okay, took it, and it was like, what?
Homeboy was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and I was like, Robo, what do you do? I mean, and it didn't even seem like he was trying to score. He just flung it at the goalie. Come on,
Yeah.
guys.
I mean, sometimes that is what you have to do, but you know, you got to know when to do it.
And I mean,
And
I understand at that point they were probably frustrated. You know, you're down 4-1, 5-1 at that point. You know, there's not a lot you can do. It's in the third period. I get that, but still.
hey, but look at the other night against Washington. Washington is the exact example of what they can do.
Yeah.
Up one, down one, up one, down one. Oh, hey, we won. You
Well, we
know?
did that many a times last season. We were the
They got a
comeback
lineup.
kids last season, remember at one point?
Yeah.
I mean, I
Yeah.
think at one point during one game, wasn't it one of the like the great like the best comeback or whatever? We'd come back from like a 6-goal deficit
Yeah. And it
and won the
was.
game.
Yeah, I remember that game. I don't remember what team it was. I think it
I
might
don't
have been.
remember. I know it was last season, and I remember we were just like, holy smokes, because we were, oh, this is over. I mean, we were down like 6-7 to 1 or something like that. And then we wound up winning like 8-7 or something. It was like, what in the world just happened?
Yeah, before the 10-4 game, it was the highest I've ever seen hockey go.
Yeah.
At least besides 8-1 when, you know, years prior, the Stars had done that to somebody a couple times. So, but yeah, it was, I think it was Nashville because they made a big deal out of it, if I remember right.
Yeah, it was something.
But yeah, they just, I think maybe part of it is they feel like they're going cold, possibly. Again, possibly. Because you get a team like Vegas who can, you know, just tic-tac, hey, we're done, bye, and they leave you in the dust. Where does that put you? Like, single-handedly decimated by Vegas. Surgically precise, you know, and dismantling the Stars. That's what the Stars are missing right there. They're missing the surgical precision. Do they need to get cutesy with every shot? No. We've beat that horse till it was dead. Then we revived it and we killed it again. But, you know, they've got to find the perfect balance. And balance is what they're missing. They really are. If you can find the balance, you can find that killer instinct. And if you find that killer instinct, man, you're the Stanley Cup champs.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen the lowest ranked team in the NHL playoffs become Stanley Cup champs just by outworking the opponent. I mean, it's happened recently, too. Dare I say, Vegas might have been one of those dark horses. Yeah, I'll say it. Sure, why not? Because they missed the playoffs the season before. Like, nah, Vegas, eh. What'd they do? They set the world on fire. Now everybody's afraid of them. And the Stars tuck tail and run.
Yeah, Vegas definitely has our number at this point. There's no doubt in it.
And what's bad about it is for Ottawa, for Detroit, for New York, just throwing that out there, all those big market teams, man, they're going to see that and they're going to start salivating. Ooh, fresh meat. So if we do this, this, and this, guess what the Stars are going to do? They're going to tuck tail and hide in a corner.
You know, honestly, truly, the missing key to this right now is, number one, we need to figure out what's going on with Ottinger. Get his head back into where he was a year ago. Number two, we need to fix our defense. Because our defense does. It needs an overhauling. And if you fix our defense, that's going to help Ottinger.
For sure.
Honestly, truly, we have the offense. We have the offense. We've proven we have the offense. The only thing that I would suggest offensively is we need to get some better quality shots, setting up shots, stop this dumping in, trying to speed yourself to the puck type situations. Because honest and truly, the more I even think about dumping in and thinking, well, because I've got the speed to get to the puck, okay. Look at that wasted energy, though.
Yeah. You could get the same result. By, let's go, who's Sagan on the line with? Why am I drawing a blank? Marchment, Duchesne, Sagan.
Right.
Okay. So you got Marchment in there. We know what he can do with the puck. Duchesne is a steal. And Sagan is Tyler Sagan. Now, if you have them three, who all have great hands, by the way. That sounded weird. They have great shots. They're great with the puck. You don't need to dump it in with them. You have one of them carry. You have the other two get in a better position. Then you can cycle that thing while the defense does what they need to do to get in position. And you can easily put it back in the back of the net. You're going to get scored on from anywhere. All you have to do is, oh, yeah, you're right. It is the case. Like, You would find so much better luck if you had the puck, you skated it into the attacking zone, set up that way, and you gave something new for the defenders to attack. Like, if they already know that you're going to dump it in, dude, they don't have to do nothing. And I can guarantee you that's what coach after coach after coach says. Well, they're going to dump in. We know that. Just go get the puck. They're afraid of getting hit. So hit them. They won't hit you either. So push them around a little bit.
Yeah. Now I'll tell you, a player to watch out for tonight is going to be Mr. Roope Hintz. I have a feeling he's going to have a game tonight. And let me tell you why I have that feeling. He's just coming over an illness. And I hate to say this, but this is just being truthful. I usually, when I did play sports back in the day, and I know some people might say otherwise, but truthfully, and even your Dallas Cowboys, they had a player last night, number 11, what's his name?
Parsons.
He was sick, in fact, questionable for the game. He was a game time decision and had a
He took
monster
that.
game, and he had a monster game last night. So sometimes having that illness, getting over an illness, or coming out after an illness, it does something to you, to your psyche, to your mind, to it forces you to push harder and try even harder than you normally would. So keep an eye on old Mr. Hintz tonight. I have a feeling he's going to have a game.
I'll see you and I'll raise you because I agree. Actually, I'm curious about it now that you mention it. What about Wyatt?
Wyatt's been quiet lately.
Yeah.
And
And
he's
you
due
got
for a
all
game.
this. Exactly. And you got all this hype around Kane. Oh, Kane, he's back. He's gonna set the NHL world on fire. Perfect time. What was that story about the giant and wait, no, that wasn't, was it? Yeah, David versus Goliath, man. Perfect, David versus Goliath right here. Goliath seems to be Kane. Everybody's all hyped up about him. Why? Because he was the best thing since sliced bread, and he's a hockey god and whatever else. And then Wyatt Johnston could come in here. Or one of the younger guys, Galandria, Steele, even. They could come in there, tip their hat, and be like, hey, what's up? I'm so and so.
If Dellandrea gets to play tonight.
Yeah, I wish I knew the lineup, but I don't get that far into team information. Yeah, I would do some crazy things for that info, actually. But yeah, I mean, it can be up to the young guys. Like, if it was me and I was a young guy and I was looking at Ben Sagan, Duchesne, I'm not gonna pick at because Duchesne's fine. He's doing his thing.
Yeah.
And you know, if it was somebody like that, the big name, even Hintz, Robertson, who's just flinging shots at, you know, whatever. If I'm Wyatt Johnston, Sam Steele, or even somebody that is kind of on the fence of making it, maybe not making it, whatever the case may be at some point down the line. I'm looking at them and I'm going, you know, I can do that. I want to take that spot. And I'm working my butt off to show them I can take that spot. Like, Detroit is a perfect game for the Stars to have their young guys shine. It really is. You already know they're going to take the attention. When it comes to Robertson, Hintz, Pavelski, that's everybody's nightmare.
Yeah, that is the nightmare line, which
Why?
the proof is in the pudding. I mean, if you look at our top scorer right now, it's Pavelski.
Mr. Ageless Wonder, Mr. Oh, he's almost 40. He's gonna die before he retires. That guy.
No, he's got 11 goals on the season right now. Roope Hintz has 10, and Robo's got 8. Just on
Doing
that
awesome.
single line right there, you've got what? 29 goals right there?
29 of your goals is in your first line.
Is in your first line.
That's wild.
That's a scary line.
That is.
And granted, I understand Robo has lost a little bit because he's getting more attention because of the two, 40 goal seasons in a row. Is he going to do it again this season? Probably not. But you look at his assists, and he's up there in assists. He's got 16 assists. He may be our top assist guy.
You see that?
Yes, he is.
Where... Is he really?
He is. He's our top assist guy, 16 assists.
I like it. That's awesome. So, okay, here, put the attention on me, but hey, you forgot that guy. I love it.
Right, and that's the whole thing. That lineup, it's hard. How can you focus on one? Because if you focus on one, the other two are going to get you. And that's a line that I would not touch if I were DeBoer. That's a line that I wouldn't touch for all the tea in China.
I mean, yeah, you're right. I'm guessing, doesn't plan to, thank God.
No.
But the other lines need to play up to that.
Like, they do.
We don't need three-line team sometimes, if you get my drift. Like, they're starting to build a reputation for a three-line team all the time. You know, and it seems like the same sort of philosophy. Well, okay, so if Marchment can't score, Duchene or Sagan are going to get it. Like, they all need to be that balanced. And they all need to attack the same way. And that's all it is the attack. Really, that's all it is. And I get that, dumping is because of defense as well. But yeah, I'm going back to the dumping. Defense could be a big thing why they do it. Speed could be why they do it. Maybe they don't want to get hit by certain people. There's a lot of stuff that factors into it, but when you got an example like Hintz, Pavelski, Robertson, where, okay, this guy's going to get the attention so the other two can shine, why isn't everybody playing like that?
I don't know, because even the Johnston line, they're doing fairly well. I mean, Johnston's got 9 goals. He's leading that line. Behind him is Dadonov. He's got 6 goals. And then Ben's got 5 goals on the season. But in turn, Ben has 14 assists. Johnston has 9 assists, and Dadonov has 4 assists. So, that line's actually doing pretty well. What we need is we need some help from our third and fourth, our second and fourth line.
Yeah. We need the consistency of the top line all the way freaking down.
That too, but, that's hard to do.
How is that hard to do when all you got to do is get your nails dirty, man?
That, you just nailed it. You got to get your nails dirty.
Look, put me out on the ice. I'll fight everybody. Come on. You don't even have to pay me. You want me to get the puck? I'll get the puck. You want me to put it in the net? All right. I'll smack the dude in the back of the head, and then I'll put it in the net. Let's go. There's no excuse.
Talk about craziness, though, real quick. I wanted to mention this, being that we hadn't had a show, but boy, what'd you think of the Penguins goalie getting a goal? See that
was
one?
It Tristan Jarry, I think it was.
I think so. He shot it all the way down. What a shot, too, boy. He lifted it up off the ice and dropped it in the. I was like, no way. No way.
Okay.
That was amazing. So, that was amazing.
Yeah, it was. And that goes to show you how hungry they were to score, too. Because
right.
The goalie's like, yeah, hey, why not? You got to believe that goalie was feeling it. So that's why he did it. Right?
Yeah.
He's like, okay, I'm just going to lift it up, yoink. And there it goes. Into the empty net. What? Who does that? Like, that's awesome.
Hey, that's one way of telling them, oh, you want to bring 6 against me? I got something for you.
My gosh.
Talk about making them pay.
Dude, that was See, that is exactly also why I don't like pulling the goalie.
No, I'm not a
Because
huge fan of it.
I get it though. But here's the thing. You gotta have the puck control to be able to do it.
Right.
Case in point, Tristan Jarry. Clearly, who was that team that he scored against? Do you remember?
I don't off the top of my head now. I can't think of it, but
Bottom line is that team that pulled their goalie because they thought they could bring 6-on-5. They didn't have the puck control. They got scored on. And that's something the Stars do lack. They lack puck control. I'll say it
well,
until I'm blue in the face.
I'll tell you what happened in that. If you watch that play, they did the whole dump in, and they dump it in, sending it to the goalie. And the goalie just said, "Well, I'm gonna kick it right back out and send it down to your goal."
Thanks for the free
Because
goal, guys.
you get so accustomed to plays like that, either the goalie's gonna cover that puck up, or they're gonna, grab it and shoot it to one of their players. Nobody was expecting him to do what he did, and that's what was great about it.
I mean, that just goes to show you that you need to be a little bit more daring.
Yeah.
And, that's not something the Stars are able to even think of right
Right
now.
now, if you watch, the Stars are so predictable, which is why they're
Yeah.
not doing very much offensively, because they're not being creative. They're not creating shots. They're taking the shots that are there. That's why they're not being able to score these goals to keep up with these teams. Because they're playing a very vanilla offense right now. It is very plain Jane, very vanilla, very shoot into the opposing team's offensive zone and hope for the best that maybe we'll get a shot in.
And can I take this to the gridiron real quick? Because I heard something on the Cowboys game last night that
Sure.
had me wondering something about the Stars. I heard a thing that Dak Prescott, yeah, that guy. I have a post coming up about him, by the way, on my own personal blog. I'll share it with everybody. That guy said that he has a whole list of plays that he likes to run with the receivers and whatnot. And he sent them to the coach and said, here, play or call these. If that is true, if that is the exact way I understood it, why isn't somebody doing that on the ice?
I know what
Why
you're
doesn't
talking about now, and here's what I heard on that. So he has a list of plays that he calls himself out of the huddle. It's not a list of plays that he's given to the offense coordinator and said, here, call these. These are plays where he looks at the defense and he has a signal where he's making these calls on his own. Basically, like old school Sandlot, you go this way, you do this, you pull a hook, button hook here, whatever, and
The longest yard.
right. So I mean, and that's pretty much where he's at. And I agree with you. We need to have some of that on the ice. We need to have some of that creativity on the ice.
Where
Not with
is
this
the
whole, but it's hard to do stuff like that when you're doing the dump and chase.
right? The dump and chase is the exact opposite of puck control, if you ask me. It's like, here, take the puck.
Here's what I would do, honest and truly. If you had an opportunity and you're going into the opposing team's goal, stop at the red line, or I'm sorry, stop at the blue line, and then go in instead of dump and chase.
I don't know why they don't do that. They have the speed to skate around anybody.
Right.
I
Honest
don't
and
know.
truly, you do something like that, you create a crisscross, have one of your offensive players cross the other cross, you do a little crisscross between right in front of the goalie. You see which side you think is going to open, do a look off, get the goalie to go one way, pass over to the other, and shoot it in.
You mean like what they used to do with Mauro Modano and Lettinen in the early 90s?
Very creative offense, yes. I mean, what? No. What I mean is what Vegas did to us the other night, because they did that a few times to us.
That is what the Stars used to do. More
Right.
Obadono and Lettinen. Like, huh? You have the talent. Yeah, you can do it. You can do that with Hans Pavelski or Robertson. You can do that with Donoff, Ben Johnson. You can do that with anybody. Dude, your fourth line could probably churn out 40 goals per player if you do it the right way. This team is loaded to the gills. There's no reason why it shouldn't be doing that.
Really? Our prediction for the game tonight, I'm calling it 4-1. Stars win 4-1 against the Red Wings. I think Roope Hintz gets 2 goals tonight. I think Johnson gets a goal. And I'm going to go ahead and give my other goal to, I'm going to say Duchesne.
Ooh, Matt Duchesne.
So I think that's my 4. I think Roope gets 2 and is on hat trick watch. Being that he's coming off that illness, I think he's going to be hungry. He's going to be a little more laser focused. Robo's going to get a lot of attention. Pavelski's going to get attention because, you know, he's our leading goal scorer right now.
Yes,
and
sir.
He garners attention regardless. So yeah, that's my prediction for tonight.
I'm gonna go 4-3 Wings.
And so you think after our loss the other night, we're not gonna come out and be hungry, huh?
No, Tampa Bay and Florida all over again.
Gotcha. I can see it.
And the reason being is because the inconsistencies. Like, the only thing they're consistent at right now is being inconsistent. And, you know, there's a lot of hype behind Kane, so he's going to have 2 of their goals. And you know what? The other scores don't matter for the Red Wings because the rest of them are going to be 1 each, whoever it is. But the hype's going to be around Kane. I'll tell you that for a fact.
Yeah.
And for the Stars, I'll just because I want to see it happen, I'll go Wyatt with 1. I'll go Foxa with 1. And Pavelski with 1. The rest of them are going to be caught looking.
Very interesting.
Yes, sir.
I guess we'll find out tonight.
Yes, sir, we will. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I really am.
Well, I'll be watching the game, and I'll be messaging you, and we'll have to see what we can see, and we'll have to get back together next week and discuss it and see who was right.
Sounds good to me. I hope you're right. Don't get me wrong. You know I'm a diehard fan of these Stars, and I hate saying negative stuff. I catch crap about it, and it makes my day because I like the fact that I can rile somebody up.
Oh, you heard my negativity. But even though I was negative on them, the trend has usually been, I'm not saying always has, but has usually been, when we get blown out, we blow somebody out the next game. So I'm going to go based on what our usual trend is. I'm going to go based on, I think DeBoer is going to be furious after the game against the Knights the other night. I think he's going to light something underneath these guys. Hintz is coming out of an illness, and I just got a feeling. I got a feeling it's going to be a game tonight.
He's got a feeling. Sorry. I'm not going to pollute y'all's ears. With
look, I, if I'm not mistaken, I think the last time I made something like this, it dang near almost happened. I think I called Robertson to get a hat trick, and I think he had 2.
Oh?
Last season, I think I called a game similar to this where we were coming off of getting destroyed.
Yeah, you did.
So, we shall see. We shall see.
Yeah, you're right. We'll see. I'm excited. Hopeful. You know how I am. I hope reverse psychology works. I don't mean anything negative I say. But I do like riling people up. It's fun.
I mean, every negative thing I say, even against Ty DeLandry, get over it. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh! Okay, what a way to end this show, huh?
Go get him, Ty. I hope maybe if he listens to this, that lights a fire on him. If he gets an opportunity, maybe he gets out there and gets him a Hattie. That'd be awesome. Tell me that wouldn't be awesome.
That's what I'm hoping for. I want somebody off the wall. I really do.
Radic Foxer comes out with 4 goals in the game. What the heck? Where'd that come from?
Exactly. Like, if your big guys can't do it, somebody else needs to.
Or, hey, and let's not forget, and we should have mentioned this, and I know we're fixing to wrap this up. And I'm sorry. I hate that. We do have a defenseman who is doing really well this season. And I don't want to knock our defense because as bad as we are, because honest and truly, Harley has actually been doing really good this season.
Yeah, He's not been a shocker, but he's been a pleasant surprise. Yeah,
he has been. He's been a very pleasant surprise. I'm not going to say he's lighting the world on fire, but of our defensemen, he's been holding it down.
I think he could factor in tonight. Wow.
And that's why I just mentioned him, because he could be one of those outside where'd that come from type. Because honestly, truly, he's scored before out of nowhere. Like, where'd that come from? He could come out with like 2 goals tonight. It very well could happen.
These dudes could light it up 2 goals in the first 20 seconds, too. You just never know.
You never know. You know, I love those goals that come right off of a face-off. Those are my favorite. Because they're just so fast. You're like, whoa, what just happened?
I mean, hey, I'm game. And it's the roll of the dice starts tonight. And I'll be there in front of my TV, not in that cold arena. No, thank you.
I'll be there in front of my computer.
I'll be watching. We'll have a show at some point, probably with my buddy Weldon. I need to get you both on the show at the same time. He said he wanted to do it.
I'm in if we can get it scheduled.
Yeah, if we can get it scheduled, that sounds like an amazing idea. Because you guys keep this thing going. I love y'all both. I really do. You've been a lifelong friend. He is a friend because of the mutual interest of hockey. And he's told me, it means a lot to me, because he's told me I'm a better writer than the Dallas Stars established writers. Like, I am an absolute sports writing nobody, and I'm fine with that. But to have that compliment one time.
You never know. All it takes is that one opportunity.
Yeah, like, that lit a fire under me like you wouldn't believe. So I am so thankful for you guys. And even the opportunity for this show to be on the website, to get it to even more people, BS3, you know, like, it's nothing but gratitude for me. And I love y'all dearly. I hope you guys both know it. And more than that, or just as much as that, I love these Stars. So
yep,
I can talk about Stars until I'm blue in the face. Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, what else you got? Anything else?
No, I'm a Stars fan, win or lose, just like I'm a Texans fan, win or lose. My Texans lost big yesterday. We've got some injuries going. I'm not making any excuses. We'll figure it out. You know,
that's it right there. No excuses.
No excuses.
That's how you win. Boom.
That's right.
All right. Well, I ain't got nothing else to say. I'm actually not even speaking proper English. Hey. I'm all hyped up thanks to him. We love you.
Tune in tonight. Dallas Stars get the Red Wings. Let's see what we can do.
Let's get some barbecue.
There you go.
Go Stars.
I'm actually having buffalo wings for dinner tonight.
Ooh, yes. Eat one for me, even though I don't like spicy stuff.
Oh, I love spicy stuff. All right. On that note, we'll end it. Go Stars.
Go Stars. Thank y'all.